SA Diary.
The very first human library was experienced in our Cape Talk studios in Greenpoint yesterday. The very first one, at least in South Africa. It's a concept that comes from Europe. And one of those human books was Glenn Hans, who is a former gangster and has been out of gangs now for 12 years. He's a resident of Hanover Park, joins me on the line now. Glenn, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, good morning. It's a privilege to be on the show this morning.
What was the experience like being a human book?
To be honest, it just reminded me of where I was and where I'm at in my life now. So it's an awesome experience. Yeah, it's a nice experience.
How did you get into gangsterism, Glenn?
To be honest, I grew up without a dad. It was me and my mom and my brother, and to grow up without a dad, it really affected me on a bad manner. I had an identity crisis. I didn't have direction to go, and basically I was totally confused. And so I choose a drug lord as my role model, and basically I gave myself for the gang, and yeah, that basically just bring a lot of havoc in my life.
And you were in it for a number of years, but you managed to get out and have been out of them now for 12 years. What made you stop for a moment and realize that this is not my future?
Yes, as I was brought up by my mom and my granny, as I was still a young boy, my mommy always and my granny always make sure that I went to church, you know. I made a bad decision to become a gangster when I became a teenager. But the day when I was at Portsmouth Prison, they asked me a few questions before I go to the main cell. They asked me what's my name and how old I am and which church I belong to. But as the guy asked me what is my name and which church I belong to, it came to me that I am not supposed to be in Portsmouth, but I'm supposed to be in church. And so there, the desire to grow back, to go to church again and turn away from this gangsterism stuff. Yeah, that's where I realized that I need to change my life.
And was it difficult, Glenn?
It was extremely difficult. I was supposed to be dead on two occasions, but because I know there's a God that exists, I put my faith in Him, and God protect me for both attempts in my life. And surely I can say that my God is a high God, and He can really save your life if you really believe in Him. Yeah.
I hear there's a little one in the background there, and I suppose having him or her in your life has also just once again affirmed that this was the right decision for you to make.
Yes, definitely. It's now 12 years that I'm saved. It's 12 years that I'm changed, and surely that I am a role model now for the younger kids in my community. And my back and my past is giving me the privilege to make a difference in my community as I work for an organization, First Community Resource Center, and we're busy with a project called Ceasefire Cure Violence SA. Where we do conflict mediations between the gangs. So now I can go to my ex-gang and I can be a spokesperson for them. I represent them whenever there is a conflict and they are involved, that I can be a spokesperson for them. And my past gives me the credibility to do this type of work. Yes.
Absolutely amazing. Glenn, thank you very much for being part of our human library yesterday. Glenn Hans is a former gangster and has been out of the gangs now for 12 years. And as you heard, started an organization to make a difference. Glenn Hans, thank you very much for your time this morning.